We're not. This video is not meant to make anyone feel bad, but to encourage you to join in the retreat maybe next year. Yeah, so as many of you guys know, like this past weekend we had a retreat. This is the first time that we ever had something like this. Like, did you guys have a good time? Is it something that we should do at, like, every single year?
Yes.
But I guess here's the thing, like, usually for retreats like this, you know, we come back from a retreat and, like, a lot of people say, oh, you're on fire for God, you want to grow closer to God, and you're on this, like, spiritual high. Okay, people usually describe it like a high. But then, does this really last that long? Not really. It's often like times that after we come back from home, from the retreat, well, we go back to school, and what happens usually? We go back to the normal routine of life, okay? And there's really like not much change there. So we're here to prevent that from happening, okay? Because we don't want like all the commitments that we made, all the experiences that we had like during a retreat, just like go to waste like that. So that's why like one of the important things that I want us to focus on tonight is mainly in particular our relationship with God and how do we maintain that relationship, you know, in our everyday lives. You know, everything needs to be maintained, right? So if you, I know, say for example, like Max just got in like for trials for volleyball, right? And like, okay, you're in. But does this mean that, oh, I'm on the team, I don't have to practice anymore? No, you have to maintain your skill. There's something that you have to do to keep up with that volleyball skill so that you can do well on the team. Same thing, like you think, oh, once I get into college, you know, I'm in already, right? I don't need a study anymore. No, that's where you're wrong. Like, even in college or wherever you are right now, you still have to do something to maintain what you're doing so that you can be able to succeed and do well. And this goes the same with our relationship with God in our Christian life. We say, oh, I believe in Jesus. I'm in. I'm going to heaven. But is that it? Is that the end? No, there's something that we can do to maintain that relationship, so that we can be able to thrive and do well in our Christian life. So during the retreats, what was one thing that we did in the morning time? Right after breakfast, we went back to the main session. What did we do? Yeah, we had devotional times. What is devotional? Someone describe what is devotional for someone who may not know what that is. Yeah, so you take some time, you spend a part of your day to pray to God, to read the Bible, and this is how you maintain that relationship, and not just maintain it, but to actually grow it. So this is what we're really going to focus on like for today. If you have your Bibles, can you take them out, turn to John chapter 15. You can probably find a Bible like under like the seats in front of you. We're going to be very brief about this. This is one of the parables that Jesus talked about. John chapter 15, verses 1-5. Once you're there, please follow along as I read. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Hey, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us again here to our fellowship. And we just pray that as we look into your word, that you would teach us, help us to maintain and keep like everything that we've learned from the retreat, especially in terms of how to build that relationship with you, how to abide in you and grow in you. We pray that you would teach us for tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so for this parable, for this allegory that Jesus talked about, okay, he gave some definitions, like who is the vine? What does that pastor say? Just shout it out when you have it. Who's the vine? It's the Sunday school answer. Jesus. Okay. Now, who are the branches? Us. And then, well, who do you say like the vine dresser or the gardener is? His father, or like God the Father. Okay. So notice how in verse 1, Jesus says, I am, he doesn't say the vine, but he says, I am the true vine. Okay. So if Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. What are the branches supposed to do? They are connected to the vine. Okay. They are abiding in the vine. The vine is the one that has the roots that are on the ground. The roots is what gathers the nutrients, the energy, and the resources to bring it through the vine and into the branches. So if you're a branch and you're not connected to the vine, then like you aren't like in Jesus. But notice how Jesus says he's the true vine. So what does this mean? That there are other false vines. And this is what we focus on during the retreat. Remember, there are other things that are fighting for our attention in our lives. You know, there are other distractions that we say, oh, I am your idol. I am your God. This could be our grades. It could be trying to please other people. It could be our own pride. So during the retreat, we talked a lot about all that. So all those things are very, you know, they pull us away from trying to abide in that vine. Oh, I forgot. It's like we're going to be answering like one main question for this message, and it's this. What is necessary to grow spiritually as a Christian? What is necessary to grow spiritually as a Christian? So here's the first point. We can seek Jesus as the true source of our spiritual growth. You know, Jesus says that he is the true vine. So not the other sources of life, not the other false vines or the false idols, but the true source. Do we seek Jesus as that true source? So apparently in 2015, there was a man who attended a Broadway show, and it was called, I think, that The Hand of God. And before the beginning of the show, he noticed that his phone started to run out of battery. You know, he was almost like probably at like 2%. It was going to die. So he needed to quickly charge his phone. He looked up in front of the stage. There was an outlet. So he got up in the middle of this Broadway show, went up and tried to plug his phone into this outlet. But he couldn't get it in because apparently this outlet was fake. It was part of like the set of this play. So he basically embarrassed himself merely by getting up in front of the stage, but also realizing that, oh, this is a fake outlet. So likewise, like if we want to maintain our relationship with God, if we want to grow spiritually, we also need to be plugged into the right source. And that is Jesus Christ himself. That's why he says that he is the true vine. So I mean, I guess like one thing I want us to help us to realize, do we see Jesus as our true source for spiritual growth? Or have we been distracted? Have we been distracted by other things and we think, oh, if I follow this other religion, oh, if I try to pursue this other thing in life, if I try to get all these other pursuits. No, all these things are distractions, and you say we're connecting to fake vines. We're trying to plug into a fake outlet, but that's not going to help us grow in our relationship with God. So that's why we need to be connected to the true vine. So as we continue on this passage, there's also a second action that we can take that will be necessary for us to grow in our relationship with God as a Christian. Read with me from verse 2. Jesus says, oh, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So there's a work that the God is doing as the vine dresser. So does anyone know what pruning is? It's not like that fruits that's like, ew, like it doesn't taste good. Anthony, you seem to know what pruning is?
You cut off the branch of cut off the dead branch.
So that?
The rest of the tree can live.
Yeah, so like for pruning, you're cutting off all the bad parts of like the branches so that overall the tree can be healthier and it can be able to grow. So notice that this word in Greek that's called pruning is known as a katairos, and this literally means to clean or to cleanse. So God is doing, as the vine dresser, he is pruning us or he's cleansing us, but how is he doing that? How is he pruning or cleansing us? Look at verse 3. It says, already you are clean. Why? Because of the word that I have spoken to you. So it is God's word, it is scripture, that is the tool that prunes us, that cleanses us, or in other words, that helps us to repent of our sins and to be more like him. So there's actually something called, like a process called sanctification. Sanctification is a lifelong process by which, you know, God is helping us to convict us of our sin, helping us to repent so that we can be able to grow and be more and more like him. So notice how it says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, what? He takes away, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit, so that it can continue to grow. So God's word is the tool by which we can be able to grow spiritually. So let's answer our question again. What is what is necessary to grow spiritually as a Christian? The second action, recognize that God is sanctifying you through his word. Recognize that God is sanctifying you through his word. See, there are other parts of scripture that talks about this aspect as well. Now, 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is breathed out by God and it's useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So God's word can be able to train, equip, rebuke, and correct us to help us grow. John chapter 17, verse 17, it says, sanctify them with your truth, your word is truth. So scripture is what God uses to help us to grow in him. So not only do we need to seek Jesus as our true source for spiritual growth, but we also need to recognize that God uses his word, he uses scripture to help us to grow closer to him. So you know, we need to repent of our sins in order to go through that. And how can we do that? Through knowing what God says in his word. So this brings us to the third part, which is, I say, one of the most important parts for this for us to be able to grow. Let's read it from verse 5. Jesus says, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruits by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So there's this whole, we see this word that's repeated many times, abide. Or your translation may use the word remain. So abide means the same thing as remain. And actually in this whole chapter, I believe it appears like 11 times. So this shows that this word, abide, remain, is something that is important. It's probably key for our spiritual growth. So what does it mean for us to abide or to remain in Jesus Christ? So let's answer a question. So what is necessary to grow spiritually as a Christian? Number three, abide in Christ through reading his word and praying. Abide in Christ through reading his word and praying. Why do we need to do this? Why is Jesus emphasizing so much about abiding him? Just like a branch would have to abide into the vine. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. So here, scripture is telling us, okay, there's something about God's word that we need to meditate upon, that we need to read upon it day and night. Also, we see something similar. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. It says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is what? In the law of the Lord, talking about scripture, and on his law he meditates day and night. So we see that same thing again. If you continue on in verse 3, it is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. So this gives us a picture. Imagine someone who abides in God's word and meditates on it day and night. He's like a tree that is planted right by a stream of water. And you guys know, like, by a stream of water, this is where the soil is the most fertile, because through this, the water, it carries a lot of minerals, and the soil is very fertile so that this tree can be able to grow. If this tree was planted somewhere else, maybe in soil that's not good, how can it grow? How can it be able to get larger? And this is a picture of how our relationship with God should be. If we are abiding in God's word and reading it every day, day and night, notice it doesn't say, oh, just in the morning or just at night. It's day and night. That's what you're really talking about all the time. where we need to rely on God. This is how we can be able to grow in a relationship with Him. This is what is needed to maintain that relationship as well. So if this is the case, like, how do we maintain our other relationships in our lives? You know, you've heard me talk about this before. If we have a best friend, you know, we can call them our best friend, but in order to maintain this status of a best friend relationship, what do we need to do? We need to spend time with each other. We need to hang out with each other. We need to talk to each other, okay? And not like hang out with other friends, like if we consider them as our best friend. Or if you're married, or if you have like a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, how do you maintain that relationship? How do you maintain that relationship with girls? You also have to spend time with them. You also have to talk with them. You know, you've heard me say this before. Like, what if like I just said to my wife Joyce and say, "Oh, I'm married to you, but I'm not gonna spend time with you. I'm just gonna go off and do my own thing, and I only come talk with you when I need something." You know, "Oh, I'm hungry. Can you cook me something, honey? Or can you give me some money? I want to buy something." And then like when I don't need anything, I'm just off doing my own thing. I would be a very horrible person, a very horrible husband if I did that. But then like, isn't that what we do to God most of the time? Well, we just live our own lives. We say that we're a Christian. We have a relationship with Him. And then when something goes wrong, this is when we go to God and say, "Oh God, can you please help me? I have this class, I have this exam that's going on. Like, help me to do well in it." So we only seem to go to God when we are in need. But then all the other times when everything seems well, we just ignore God. I don't think that that's right either. We wouldn't do that with our other relationships. So again, how do we maintain that relationship? How do we grow in that relationship? As we said, first, we need to see Jesus as a true source of spiritual growth. Second, we need to be able to see that God is using His word to help us to grow. And then now we say that we have to abide by in Christ. We have to spend time with Him. So one thing that I want you guys to think about doing, okay? And this is what we did during the retreat. Every single morning, in the beginning, we started the day off with a time of devotional. So it was like a half hour period of time. Everyone is reading the Bible. And in the devotional, it helps them to be able to understand what that scripture is saying to them. And then we have a chance to be able to think and pray to see how God is teaching us. I think some of you guys saw that was a very good experience, but why just do it when you are at a retreat? Why just do it when you are at Winter Teen Conference? This is something that can happen every single day of your life. So this is why, you know, after coming back home from a retreat or any other like a big school or church ministry event where you feel, "Oh, I'm on fire for God. But then like when we return back to our normal way of life, we just seem to lose that. In order to maintain that, something I encourage you all to do is to abide in Christ. Have a time where you can be able to spend with God to know Him more so that He can teach you. Then this is how we can grow. Because what did Jesus say in this passage? "Apart from me, if you don't abide in me, you cannot grow. You cannot do anything." So this is what I want you guys to think about doing, okay? If you were to have one point in your day that you think you could set aside for God, what time would that be? Some people are morning people. You know, they say, "Okay, in the morning, right when I wake up, right before I go to school or work or anything like that, I'm going to spend," it doesn't have to be that long, it doesn't have to be an hour or anything, like even something as short as 10, 15 minutes, okay? Can we just dedicate 10 to 15 minutes to God just to read His word? And that would prepare us for the rest of the day. So maybe if you're a morning person, you can say, "I want to dedicate the first part of my day to God." But then some of you guys, like, you know, you're very groggy when you come in the morning. You're night owls. Just like me, I prefer to do them at night, maybe right before you go to bed. Okay, you have a chance to be able to spend time with God right before you go to bed. Or maybe during the day, like maybe first thing right after you come back home from school, right before you do your homework, right before you study, have a chance to spend time with God. It doesn't necessarily matter when that is, but the fact is that you are dedicating a time of your life to be able to invest in this relationship with God. If we call ourselves a Christian, if we go to church every single week, no, how can we really be a Christian if we aren't really growing in that relationship, if we aren't abiding in Christ? So I want you all to think about, okay, if you were to set aside time to grow in your relationship with God, where and when would that be? Now, think about it. And then we'll have a chance to talk about it in your small groups. Now, the other thing that I think I will encourage you to do that would be helpful is to have a devotional book. Okay. Now, how many of you actually have like one of those devotional books where it gives you something to read in scripture and every single day of the year? Raise your hand if you have something like that. I know like about 2 years ago, I gave you some of that. Okay. So if you haven't raised your hands, if you don't have one, or maybe you already went through like the devotional book I gave you, I got more. So I just ordered, there's like four different kinds of devotional books here. These are 365 days a year devotional books. So basically, in one of these books, you can go to today's date, okay? It will give you a passage to read. So don't just read the devotional book. Have your Bible alongside with you. And I say, okay, for this one, I say, read Matthew chapter 16, verse 15, okay? So you would read that in your Bible, read the passages before and afterwards, and pray. Ask God to teach you. If we start our time by saying, God, I want to know you more. Please teach me, help me understand what you're trying to say to me through this passage. Having that prayer of humility at the beginning will be very helpful because it invites God to be able to teach us. Okay? And then after reading the passage, there is a description in your devotional book that will help you to understand that passage, help us to understand like what it's like to apply it in our life. And then your devotional book may have like some questions for you to reflect and something to help you to talk with God with about, so, and essentially just to pray. So all this time be done, 10, 15 minutes a day. Can we just spare 10, 15 minutes a day? That's just with God. That's, if you think about it, 10 to 15 minutes less like of like playing video games, or 10 to 15 minutes less of sleep, or whatever it may be. You know, I'm actually really, we should give God more than just 10 or 15 minutes of our lives. But the fact is, do we spend time with him? So having like a devotional book will be helpful. If you would like one, now, afterwards, come see me, and you can pick which one that you would like. Don't just grab one if you just think, I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. Right? I invite you to actually take one if you know that you are actually going to use it like every day. Because I can't tell you how important this is in your relationship with God. See, many years ago, I was actually in your place. I went to a Chinese church. Ever since I grew up, ever since I was born, my parents, literally the Sunday after I was born, just brought me to church, okay? And I said, I heard all the Bible stories in children's ministry, but it was just a tradition. I just went to church. It didn't seem anything to me. But it wasn't until there was someone older who was an adult who encouraged me to actually spend time with God, actually read the Bible for myself. So when I started to read the Bible for myself and ask God to teach me, my relationship with God grew. There's so much that I began to realize, wow, I didn't know that God loved me this much. Like, it's sort of like a paradox where like the closer that you get to God, the further away that you realize that you are from him. I'll say it again. It's like, the closer that you get to God, the further away that you actually realize that you are from him. Because the more that you know about God and how great, how awesome that he is, the more that you begin to realize how sinful and how not great that you are in comparison with God. And you can only realize that as you come to know God more. Because like before, I thought, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I go to church every Sunday. I'm okay. I'm all right in my faith. And I thought that for a long time. So it wasn't until I started to read the Bible for myself and God taught me that I began to grow a lot more in my relationship with God and realize, you know, how many others, like, again, like my age at that time, who are experiencing this as well too, who think that they're just okay in their relationship with God, that they're fine. But in reality, they don't see that they are actually so far away from him. Even though they go to church every single Sunday, even though they call themselves a Christian, and even for some of them, they may be baptized too. So this is why this is like one of my favorite passages, like in John chapter 15, where Jesus says that I am the true vine and you are the branches. And we have to abide in him in order to spiritually grow. So I encourage you, in our small groups, we're going to talk and think about, okay, what is a good time for me to set aside to spend time with God? Do I need a devotional book to help me to keep track, keep accountable in spending time with God every day? And I think once we do that, we can begin to see how our relationship with God can grow. This is how we maintain that relationship, and this is how we can be able to help our relationship grow. And it's not just during a retreat time, or not just during something special at a church where we can feel close with God. This can happen every single day of your life. And I want you to fall in love with God more and more each day. Can you say that you are doing that? That you actually knowing God more, and that you would love God more every single day as you spend time with Him? That's my goal, that's my hope, and my prayer for all of you too. So let me quickly review the 3 points from this passage in John chapter 15. What is necessary to grow spiritually as a Christian? There's 3 actions. Number 1, seek Jesus as a true source of your spiritual growth. Number 2, recognize that God is sanctifying you through His word. And then number 3, abide in Christ by reading His word and by praying. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here tonight and teaching us through your word as we look through John chapter 15. And Lord, I just really pray that we would consider where we are in a relationship with you. You know, we need a DTR. We need to define the relationship. Are we just going to church, doing all the Christian things, but then we don't have a true and a deep relationship with you? Father, I pray that you would help us to come to you. You always have your arms open wide for us, even when we have turned away, even when we feel far away from you. I pray that you would encourage us to abide in you, to be able to spend some time just reading your word every day and asking you to teach us, Lord. I pray for each and every one of us here that we would love you more each and every day of our lives. And that will be, people will see a change in us. We pray that will be reflected in our lives, Lord. We trust in you. We lift up these things in Jesus Christ's precious and holy name. Amen.